I want to welcome everybody here to the Emergency Operations Center for the 2019 Hurricane Smith exercise.
The joint was jumping at the Escambia County Emergency Operations Center on W Street as about 90 organizations, public safety, first responders, utilities, service groups, and private firms went through their paces, testing equipment and reviewing procedures. The scenario for 2019, Hurricane Smith is bearing down on Florida, with the entire state bracing for wherever and whenever the storm makes landfall, packing whatever.
Presently, we typically use the Hurricane Center's information that's provided the state of Florida for the statewide hurricane exercise. This year, their focus is predominantly central and south Florida.
Public Safety Director John Dosh says instead they took the National Hurricane Center's blueprint and worked on some internal issues, focusing on response and recovery before and after a storm.
Getting out there and getting debris out of the way and dealing with a lot of the damage and dealing with the FEMA components and all those things associated with storms and storm activity and recovery to try to, you know, massage some things and smooth things out, make things work like we think they should.
Speaking to the room before the drill began, Dosh said there were new people who need to be brought up to speed after replacing those who are retiring and taking their experiences with them.
Some of them, it was just their first time to be in the room with all the agencies together. We just kind of laid out some of the basic items, working together, communicating, collaborating, coordinating, the three C's, and making sure that everybody understands that this is a team approach. We need to work together on any disaster that we're having to deal with here locally.
Last month, the hurricane research team at Colorado State University released its initial predictions for this year, and Director Phil Klotzbach says at this point, it appears the U.S. may catch a break.
We're calling for a total of 13 named storms. Of those 13, 5 becoming hurricanes, and of those 5, 2 becoming major Category 3, 4, 5 hurricanes, winds of 111 miles per hour or greater. An average season has about 6 hurricanes and 3 major hurricanes, just a little bit below the long-term average.
As for a possible reason for the anticipated lower numbers, Klotzbach says you need to look to the west.
Right now we have a weak El Nino in place in the eastern and central tropical Pacific. That's warmer than normal waters there. Typically what that does is it increases upper level winds in the Caribbean that tends to shear and tear apart hurricanes as they're trying to develop and intensify.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is scheduled to roll out its storm predictions on May 23rd. Forecaster Jerry Bell says it's not the number of storms that form, but rather where they track. Exhibit A, he says, is the 1992 season.
There was a two-week period when conditions were conducive, and that's when Andrew formed and then devastated South Florida. I just reiterate that hurricane preparedness is so key. Even when we're predicting less activity, that doesn't mean no activity.
Prepping for 2019 comes 7 months after Hurricane Michael blasted parts of the Florida Panhandle, the first Category 5 storm to hit the contiguous U.S. since Andrew. But Dosh says Michael has not changed the paradigm.
No, I think we've always had a very strong urge to get ready, to be ready. But when you're dealing with a catastrophic storm of that magnitude, people ask me if my community is ready for a Category 5, and I have to say, no, we're not, okay? And when I say community, I'm talking not only government, but I'm talking about the private sector and citizens.
Dosh's annual mantra heading into hurricane season has been, and remains, have a plan.
What happens if we lose our house? What happens if we lose our business? We lose employment. We got to constantly ask ourselves about plan B and plan C. There's some support from FEMA, but it's just what I call seed money to help you get going again. It's not going to make you whole. There's a lot of businesses that never come back as a result of not being prepared.
Dosh is hoping the takeaway from Wednesday's drill will be that participants will have an idea of what worked well and what needs more work.
Because that's something we're constantly going through an evaluation process. You know, we do things and then we evaluate it and we try to come up with strategies to make it better. And then we test it again and evaluate it. And it's a constant evolutionary process to make things better.
Hurricane season in the Atlantic and Gulf of Mexico kicks off June 1st and runs through November 30th. For more information, go to your favorite web search engine and type in Hurricane Season 2019. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.